All right, let's turn to our Bibles in Matthew chapter 6. If you'll all stand with me. We've been talking about kingdom living and walking in the kingdom and bringing the kingdom into our life, and we've got to grow in our understanding of the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You may be seated. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, and we just thank you for this day that you've given each of us and allowed each of us to be a part of. Father, you said that we are to be redeeming the time because the days are evil. Well, Father, we ask that you help us to make the most of this time that you've given us here this morning, that we will continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, we ask that your kingdom would continue to be advanced in this place. Now, Lord, we ask that your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Okay, we've been looking at kingdom living and the importance of understanding the kingdom. I think a lot of times in the church we're weak. The church has been weak in understanding kingdom principles and what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is here now. The kingdom of heaven is in another place. The kingdom of God, and you have the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is the rule of God here now. And that's what we're to bring about. Remember, Adam didn't fall from heaven. He fell from his rule and dominion, right? On earth. So you and I are to be ruling and reigning on earth. And that's what we're created for. You're not created for heaven. You're created to rule and reign on earth. Heaven one day will be here on earth. And we'll all be together. Are you with me? If you know Jesus, right? Got to put that one in there, don't we? But that's what it is. One day, it's all going to be on earth. It's going to be part of it. So, he wants us to start now. And that's what the kingdom of God is. And when you and I grow in our understanding of that, folks, it's going to help us, our families, our community. It's just going to continue to advance. Last week, in the past few weeks, we've been talking about... We talked about there's a gathering taking place right now, a separation, that how in the world those who are prone towards evil are gathering together. Organizations, groups are all gathering together towards the evil ideas. And those who are going to be in the kingdom are also being gathered. But first, the evil, it says in Matthew 13, it talks about the gathering of the tares and the wicked. Well, they're being gathered first. So we see that taking place. If you watch the news enough, you can see it, right? So also there's a gathering of the body of Christ taking place. It's coming together across the nation. The body of Christ is coming together. And we talked about in Ezekiel last week where the word of God is being prophesied and going forth. The bones are coming together. They're coming together, and the body of Christ is coming together and is literally going to be moving just like Jesus did. As he walked here on earth, that's what we're going to be. We're going to be his body moving and operating and living and functioning on this planet. Amen? That's what the kingdom of God is all about. And so we also talked about overcoming all evil with good. In Romans chapter 12, it says, don't be overcome with evil, but overcome all evil with good. So when fear is released on the earth, you overcome fear with faith. So when hatred is released on the earth, you overcome hatred with love. So when lies are being released on the earth, you overcome lies with the truth. So when darkness is being released on the earth, you overcome the darkness by walking in the light. You see, we are overcomers. And when we are in the kingdom of God, we are going to be overcomers. No matter what's going on in the world, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Amen? So that's the idea. We want to live and breathe and walk in his kingdom. Jesus said the kingdom of God is not over here or over there. It's in you. So that's what we got to do. We got to get it out of us, right? So that's what we want to talk about, is living in this kingdom. Living and functioning in this kingdom. Last week, we also talked about bringing from the invisible into the visible. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, it says this: by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. By the Word of God. So the things that are seen are not made with things that are visible. So remember, everything we see has come out of the invisible. Did you get that? Everything we see started in the invisible. And that's what you and I have to understand. You and I don't live by what we recognize. We live by revelation. Revelation, what's being revealed by God's Spirit. That's what a Christian lives by. Remember Proverbs 29:18, where there's no revelation, the people perish. You and I are designed and created to live by revelation, dependency upon God. Remember Jesus told Peter, he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, that I am the Christ. It came to him through a revelation. The Spirit of God is going to reveal it to you. And the Spirit of God is going to reveal His plan and purpose for your life in the body of Christ. If you are in the body of Christ, connected in the body of Christ, now you are ready for His plan and purpose to operate. Apart from the body of Christ, you can't have His plan and purpose. It won't happen. You have to be connected to the body of Christ. That's vital. That's important. That's the way God's designed it, and that's His plan and purpose. So His plan and purpose will unfold as you are connected and actively involved and living in the kingdom of God and in the body of Christ. Amen? Okay. So, we're going to bring from the invisible to the visible. Remember Jesus said, what did He say? Or in Colossians chapter 1, it says that Jesus was the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created, visible and invisible. Whether thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created through Him. And He is before all things, right? He is before all things. Say that with me. He is before all things. So that's why He says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. He is before all things. When you put Him first, all things now come to fruition in your life. Are we making sense? That's why we got to put Him first in our life. And that's one of our biggest problems. We got our self-interest, our greatest anxieties and worries come from tomorrow's self-interest. That's where our greatest anxieties come from, is our self-interest about what's going to happen tomorrow. That's why we need to trust God today and let tomorrow take care of itself. Are you with me? That's why we're to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Amen? Okay, I've got another place I'm going to go to with you this morning. I've been wrestling with what I was going to share this morning, and the Lord made it plain to me. Go with me to Romans chapter 1. And let's look at verse 20. For since the creation of the world, His what? Invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Paul's telling people, telling those in Rome, that you're without excuse. They were getting into all kinds of homosexuality and all kinds of debauchery and all kinds of evil. And he says, you're without excuse. There's no excuse for you to be in that lifestyle. There's no excuse for it. He says, for since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. His invisible attributes I want to talk to you this morning about an eagle. We're going to talk about an eagle this morning. The Bible says His invisible attributes are seen in those things He's created. If you and I will look at the eagle and study the eagle, you see God. You see His character. You see the way He does things. And that's what we're going to see. The invisible attributes in the eagle. We're going to look at this eagle this morning. Okay? But first I want to share a little story I read out of our Daily Bread. Anybody ever?